Welcome to Quarantine Curiosities, the show where we deconstruct America in its time of crisis. I'm Caden Huffstedler, and thank you for tuning in to this on this beautiful first day of spring. I believe that's what March 19th is. I hope so, at least. Otherwise, I would look like a real big idiot. But I just wanted to start this show as a bit of a way to dump my stream of consciousness onto the internet to sort of record and look back during this time, and I also hope that some might take solace in discussion of this time, because I feel that a lot of people either use humor to cover up their feelings about what's going on with this virus, or others just simply don't want to think about it. So I hope that this might prove to be therapeutic for you as it has been therapeutic for me. But to start, I don't have a script today. I might during the next few episodes, but as of right now, I'm not exactly organized. This quarantine has done a number on me and my productivity. Well, I'm not typically as productive as I'd like, but this has not really helped matters. But to start, why don't we talk about Nebraska and the quarantine zones within? Well, it may come as a surprise to some who aren't quarantined yet, but it's really honestly not that bad. Well, that's coming from me, at least. Being cooped up is a bit difficult, and it's hard to not get to socialize with friends that you normally see, or to get to hang out with loved ones. But it can also prove to be, once again, therapeutic, because you can contemplate your own thoughts and feelings about the time. And also, you can just take a look at society and see how it reacts in its time of crisis. It's very interesting to see how our society reacts to these sort of quote-unquote pandemics. Now, I feel like a lot of this is spurred by the media, but I digress. A lot of people tend to take it too far as well. What with social media, Facebook. You go on Facebook and you'll see any number of posts about this. People sharing false reports, or even claiming that this is some sort of socialist ploy to gain control of the presidency, which I don't personally believe, and I hope that no one who is listening to this right now currently believes. I feel like we're all sensible people here. But to put it nicely, this quarantine has really shown the bare bones of American people. Some people are heeding the warnings. They're staying inside and making sure to wash their hands and going out only when it's necessary. And then you have some people who are incredibly paranoid about this time, who are going out and getting two carts of groceries, buying 10 packs of toilet paper, and even in some cases buying large jugs of water just in case their water supply runs out for some reason. But then you finally have the people who around, well, this time is spring break and St. Patrick's Day. Around this time, a lot of people tend to party and go out on beaches, you know, college kids, you know what they do. And some kids just aren't heeding the warning. They feel that they are bulletproof and immune to this sort of, this virus that has popped up. And they're not wrong. Young people typically have a much less chance of dying from contracting this virus, but what they don't understand is that they are the catalysts for this virus. If everyone else stays inside, but they don't, then ultimately it accomplishes nothing, because the virus is still being spread, and heck, it's airborne. It's not like one person isn't going to make a big difference. We've seen, just like that one lady who came back from the UK, she had contact with so many people in the course of 2 weeks, and it's terrifying to think that a random person could very well be a carrier for the virus. And because it incubates for 14 days, they don't even know. They could have it, and they wouldn't even know. And that truly is what scares me. People who are ignorant about this issue and who think that it's not really a big deal whenever, true, it's not a big deal for them, but if your grandma or grandpa catches it, they could very well, end up dead. So, well, that took a bit of a dark turn, but regardless, this whole scare, while it is scary, and supposedly, according to media, a pandemic, it still doesn't change the fact that we, as a society, need to band together and try and understand each other as we go through this time. It's very important that we keep not only our physical health up, but our mental health. And as cabin fever may set in, not literally, yeah, but we should turn to each other. Thank you for listening to this first experimental episode of Quarantine Curiosities, where, once again, we take a look at, the things. The things. Oh boy, I should really structure this a bit better. But, it has been a pleasure and an honor and a bit therapeutic for me to dump my ideas on the internet and into your ear sockets. Or whatever they're called. So thank you so much for listening, and stay inside.